well, well. Shopping for a car?
Yep. Carvana made financing a car as smooth as can be.
Oh, yeah?
I got pre-qualified instantly and had real terms personalized just for me.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
Well, I got to browse thousands of car options on Carvana, all within my budget.
Doesn't get much smoother than that.
It does. I actually wanted a car that seemed out of my range, but I was able to add a cosigner and found my dream car.
It doesn't get much...
Oh, it gets smoother. It's getting delivered tomorrow.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to get pre-qualified today.
So Andre's back. That's fun. So your thoughts on 37 back in and where he goes?
Well, it's been a long time coming. For him, more than us. I mean, he's been itching at it. So he gave us the green light this morning, so that's good. Where does he fit? That's going to be, you know, that'll be a little bit of an ongoing process probably for a while until he gets under his, you know, gets some minutes in.
Yeah.
You know? So I'll probably just monitor it, and he'll probably play a little bit here and there, and we'll just keep ramping him up as you know, he gets more comfortable.
So how much pent-up energy is there? It's, in a way, similar to when Jordan Martinook's out of the lineup for a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, any of these key guys, it's, you know, I mean, it's, you miss them. You just do. And sometimes some guys are a little more subtle. Some guys have a little more impact in the game. But
yeah.
Fresh obviously is one of those guys that when he's on the ice, you basically notice him every shift, right? He's an impact player. So hopefully, you know, again, you don't want to get too, you know, excited right now. Got to give him a few games here for sure to get his mojo back, but it's definitely great to have him.
All right, now he's going to have competition before the game because Martin Natchez has taken to going on the ice and doing stick work like Andre always does before games. You might have to stagger their moments on the ice before games, but to Natchez, what did you see from him last night? Obviously, the goals were great and the assist, you know, gives you the chance in overtime, but start to finish, what was number 88 like?
Well, I think he, I really like that. That line was good, mm-hmm. But he was doing his thing. I mean, he did the stuff that stands out, but he had a couple other shifts where he actually finished the check in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then you look where he scored the first goal. You know, like that's the stuff. If he can add that to his game, it's going to make him that much better player, you know, getting a little gritty. And, you know, that's huge if he can do that for us.
And I think Martin recognized that. He came back, looked like even bigger and stronger than he was a year ago, and he looked bigger and stronger last year. Yes, Barry Kotkaniemi also. There were a couple of back checks that completely erased chances. Is he becoming a 200-foot player for you?
I hope so. We you know, we've been harping on it since his time here, and you know, I think I've seen, like you mentioned, that's a good pickup by you. Like he got back on a couple, and those are sometimes as good as scoring a goal because prevent a goal, right? I mean, it's mm-hmm. that simple. And so, if these young guys, and they are young still, once if they can get that into their game now, you know, they're going to have, I think, really long, successful careers because coaches want to put them out there when they play that kind of game.
So let me ask you about somebody who does that on a routine basis. There were moments in the game last night where Jacob Slavin just reminded you of why he's Jacob Slavin. There was a 3-on-1, it seemed to me, in the third period that he erased on his own, and then no stick in overtime and a blocked shot.
Right. Totally. I mean, that's the overtime one is, if you lose a stick in overtime on 3-on-3, you're in one. And, you know, but if you're the guy to lose your stick, that's the guy because he's so smart and, you know, he's so quick and he knows how to position himself. So that was, you know, one of those moments where, you know, he really stood out. But you're right, the whole game, I mean, we talk about him enough. He's just an elite player away from the puck, and I think he's adding that other element too this year. So he's coming into his own for sure. I mean, he's been his own for many years, but I think he's added that other little element too.
Yeah, I mean, he was leading your team in scoring until last night when Natchez and Cook and Emmy blew by him. Defensively, is that closer to where you think this team needs to be?
Yeah, our last couple of games have been like you're in that kind of mode. I mean, we gave up. You can't not give up chances. I mean, that's, you know, it's going to happen. It's just you're always trying to limit them, and I thought we did a nice job with that. You know, they scored a couple of goals. One was just, you know, pure guy knocks it out of the air for a breakaway. I mean, there's not much you're going to do there. And the other one was a good individual play. So you're kind of the rest. You know, we had when Freddie had to make saves in the third, there was that one shift where they had like three quick chances.
Yep.
One in the second, you know, those are the ones he's got to make. I mean, the other goalie's making them too. So, you know, I always say we can just battle that position out, even be even, and we're usually in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I thought Freddie was very good. Do you stay with him tonight? He didn't face a ton of shots, or do you go back to Antti Raanta?
It's not, you know, he just came back from something, so we don't, you know, we're not going to rush him back in the game, although I'd like to because I think he looked solid in there. Like, that's the key, is that a lot of confidence when you see a goalie play like that. But, you know, Raanta hasn't played in a while, and we got to make sure we don't lose him, too, so we don't want to get him too rusty.
It was tempting, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. When you see guys play well, you want to run them right back out there. But obviously, that's not the right move.
All right, two more quick things. Was that the best you have seen from Tony DeAngelo since the season started?
I mean, it's tough to pick anyone out that wasn't good yesterday. I mean, we were really pretty solid all the way through. And, yeah, Tony, you know, made a great play in overtime there to get it to Necci. And thought he was good defensively. So, you know, again, we rely on everybody, but I think our defense is obviously such an important part of our group that we need them to be what they are. And last night, I think they certainly showed it.
Yeah, Tony foiled a two-on-one of his own early in the game. I actually renamed him Tony Defense. Brady Shea was very, very good. The play he made, I recognized it right away. The play he made, it was the end of a shift to create the opportunity for the tying goal. But he was solid again all over the ice.
For the best TV viewing experience, witness the coziest maroons, the most vibrant and brightest moons, the eeriest and darkest tombs, and radiant and vivid hues in any type of room with the Neo QLED and OLED TVs by Samsung. We're supposed to say Samsung, but that didn't rhyme, so you're welcome. Samsung, more wow than ever.
Yeah, you know, he's really, obviously last year he had kind of a crazy year with goals, but he's always been this kind of player where he kind of gets overshadowed a little bit because we have such, you know, these other guys we've already mentioned. But that play was world-class as it comes. Just like you said, at the end of a shift, being gassed, but the fact that he was able to pull away from guys that already had speed coming up the ice, and then make that, you know, good play at that time of the game too, it's pretty special because that was the difference, right?
He's never gassed though, right? I mean, he can play forever.
That's another thing that people don't talk about is you know, yeah, he can play a lot, but even at end of shifts, he's got another gear, you know. Some guys at the end of shifts, you can tell they're toast, right?
Right.
And if they get stuck out there, he has a ability to just kind of dig in and kind of keep, you know, going. And if he has to, so that's, you know, obviously great for us.
I think it's the hair. I mean, when you have a head of hair like that, I think that you just have an extra gear. Appreciate your time. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, buddy. See ya.